I want to interrupt your life, says the Spirit of grace. Costly, yes, but rewarding beyond measure, says the Spirit of the Lord. For those who have ears to hear, these things will mean more to you than the very breath that you breathe or the life that you live. For you to give the last of all of everything that is necessary to make this final turn in the Spirit is what I'm asking of you. Some will say, I don't even understand that, because they're not close enough to understand. But for you who have ears to hear, you understand and know this, that what I'm asking of you is the last of everything that you can pour into me concerning your life in time spent, offering up of your body, and any ambitions in this life that would not reflect the fullness of everything that I'm asking. I'm calling you to give the planet something that it has never seen since the book of Acts, says the Spirit of the Lord. Maha kadesaiti. Munde kadesaiti diatala. Meha fukiete, yes. And the enemy will come to a group like you often and accuse you of not interacting well with the rest of the body of Christ. Show them love. Show them appreciation. Show them all these things. The enemy will accuse you of not being more involved. But I say unto you, I've not called you a place of pride, but your time is so precious, and in between, very little can be done with interaction with anyone who is not tied in to the things that I've called you to, says the Spirit of the Lord. Makares etiete. Mala eleofrande eskimato deskete. The final commitments. Final commitments in these hours are laid at your feet. For many do not understand this. For they say, I know I'm a Christian. I know I'm Spirit-filled. I can't give more. But I say unto you, those of you that have ears to hear, yours is now the time in which I've called you. This is your heyday. This is your high time of birthing. For the men and women that will still the hours and continue to seek my face and pray and look unto me, the first thing that I will deliver to you, understand this, is an agape such like you've never felt before. These are the winds of revival, says the Lord. Do not measure this only as if it's something happening to you. This is in turn happening to all those who are spending time. The first reflection in my face is an agape, a love for me, and then a love for others like you've not felt before in the past, says the Spirit of grace. Mola cares e queritiete. Ma oferece briato frende etiete, matiete. Where's revival? Where's revival? Where's revival? Says the hearts of many. Do you not understand that I had to pool and put together a group who would segregate themselves? Yes, if there's any such thing in the spirit of segregation, it's not in racial, red, yellow, black, or white, but it's those in the spirit that will separate themselves to a place where their total focus and their life spent is to birth the thing in the earth that I've called them to do, which is revival, says the Spirit of grace. For many of you, you have not realized who you are and your importance. But these things are changing. The wind is changing. Revival is here in this measure that I've separated your minds, that you are not like in your thought processes most of the body of Christ. This does not put you in a position where I love you more, but it does put you in a position where I can communicate to you more and share more of my heart, says the Spirit of Grace. Jesus. Jesus. Yes, sir. The last part of what he said. Many of you will begin to encounter supernatural dreams and visions that will multiply. Those of you who do not have a place where, I just heard this word, I've got to say it, the flakiness of the flesh can get a hold of you. Those of you that have brought yourself under subjection to my spirit, and that is many of you, I'll come to you with dreams and visions and even visitations. Visitations by my own self to you in the days ahead. For the purpose of not your glory, but the Father's glory in and through you.